getting over it gradually. Come on, Danny, get us started.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to see you here this morning. And I've heard of a lot of people with this sinus issues. And sorry, Steve, you had a bad week, but it's always good to get better. Okay.
It's always a good week with the Lord.
Amen. It is. Well, let's go ahead and get right in to some of the things that's going on this week. Don't forget today, if you're interested in the fair booths, to go ahead and sign up out there today if you've not signed up yet. If you have, tonight, before the evening service at 5:30, they're going to have the Amazing Grace booth training back in the Berean classroom. And then if you signed up for the Buffalo Ridge booth, then the training will be after the PM service today back in the Berean classroom. So don't forget to go by the training and get all the instructions they have for you there. also, the ladies' Bible study is going to be on Thursday, August 31st at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. So if you're one of the ladies that comes to that Bible study, then you have your choice, 10 a.m. or 7 p.m. So that'll be this coming Thursday. And then next Saturday, we're going to have the breakfast and outreach visitation at 9:30 in the Family Life Center. So some things that are coming up this week for you to be reminded of. And so just bring that to you. You can look in your bulletin for the other things that are going on. Want to get to our prayer requests. And we've got a bunch of prayer requests this morning that is out of the ordinary prayer request that we go over, and so I want to Miss Palma Hodges, which a lot of you do know, her brother Marshall Tate is he's got some serious health issues, and he's trying to make some decisions on whether he wants to have some biopsies done or not. So please remember him. His name is Marshall Tate. And then Miss Frances Lawson's brother, John Hulse, has got some health issues, and she would like for us to remember him in prayer also. Also, I've asked about this before, but Jackson Broadwater, who is the son of one of our son's friends, and so he was in a motorcycle wreck, and he's paralyzed, and he's just in his early 20s. So pray for that man. Pray for his family. They have a lot of decisions that they have to make concerning him. So please be with him. And then Miss Judy Martin handed me a request this morning. Her sister, Violet Barlow, who we've prayed for before, she's had cancer, and now they have found cancer in her lungs. So please remember Judy's aunt, her sister. And so just pray for her, and pray that God will have his way there in that situation. And I was handed this this request, and it breaks my heart. We had a young man this week that took his own life, and he's the son of the West family here in Gray, and his name is Aiden. And so I'd like to ask y'all to pray for his family. I mean, these folks are, I know they're devastated. And I can't even imagine what it would be like to lose a child, especially in that way. So we need to ask God to give them a special grace during this time. And just remember that family, the West family. Is there anyone else that has a prayer request by uplifted hand? Yes, ma'am. An unspoken, okay. All right. Let's remember our folks that we've been praying for. Miss Debbie Deakins is here this morning, but we're still praying for you, Debbie. And just pray that God will touch you. Also, Bob Daniels and Judy Whitson. Judy had her surgery this week. It went well. And I do not know her condition right now, but she had that down at Knoxville. So we'll be looking to hear from her soon. And then we have some others, Miss Wanda Hushkins, that we've been praying for with a hip replacement, having other issues going along there. So remember her, Harold Baskett's sister, praying for her, Harold, as she takes these treatments. And then Miss Kim Brummett, she's got some surgery coming up here pretty soon, a couple weeks. So let's pray for her as she goes to this surgery. And then Carl Vaughn, he's got some surgery coming up in a couple of weeks too. So let's remember these folks in our prayers. Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Get started here. Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for your love for us, and God, for your blessings, Lord. There's no way that we can count the benefits, Lord, that you give to us as your children. And Father, we thank you for that, and we thank you, dear God, for all the ones that you've touched. And Lord, the people that have praises, the folks that have gotten better. We've had some sick folks that are now back. We just thank you for all of that, Lord. God, we're still remembering Tom Cole. And Lord, he's still, he may get to come home today, Lord, but I pray you'll bless him and help him recover from this pneumonia. Father, I thank you again for all that you've done. I pray for Brother Steve as he comes this morning. God, I pray you'll give him special unction from heaven, God, that you'll let him tell us, Lord, things that you want us to hear, the things you want us to know. And Lord, would you bless the pastor now as he comes at the 11 o'clock hour? I pray, dear God, that you will bless the message for him and for all the folks that have come today, Lord. And Lord, we pray for that one that might be here, that might be lost. May they get saved today, and we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen, brother. Thank you. As I continue on in the names of God, the Father, this lesson today is probably appropriate with what's happened with this West family. All my children, of course, you know, Katie and Shannon. Wes is in Knoxville as a dentist and successful there, and Levi in England. I've been away from the school systems for quite a while. Pam, being a barber locally here, she has kind of the heartbeat of the community because she cuts a lot of people's hair in a cross-section of people that are in school systems and police officers and other folks that she knows that she can talk to and knows a lot of the things. She gets conversations on a lot of the things that are going on in our schools. Folks, we have, the devil is flat after our children, our grandchildren. Society in a whole, as we've heard it from this pulpit, and as I have been awakened to that from what Pam tells me is going on in the community, and also you've seen Gavin, her son is in that system, and praise the Lord for him, he's a gentle giant, and she's done well raising him. But even his size, being a gentle giant and becoming a man, bullying in the school systems is a real thing. And that's what happened to this West young man. The circumstances is ugly. And communicating with people in the school systems, they're working so hard. And they know all these things. And they know what's going on. And they're on top of it as much as they can be. But we really need to pray for our family system. It all starts into family level. Now, most of us here, all of us here, have our children raised. But they have children. Now I have children that are going to college or going to grade school, grandchildren. And they face this world every day as they step out on a bus or drive to school or whatever they may do. They face this world that you and I are really shielded from. We did not grow up in that kind of society 20, 30, 40 years ago when we were raising children. We didn't. Occasionally you would hear that stuff, but it's all the time. The devil has a hold of it. The devil has busted our family system up that God set forth. As God the Father has set the example for us to be parents in a godly way. Not only in loving, but in discipline. And those kind of things have, in some families, it's hard to understand how they function because both parents are working to make ends meet in this crazy world that we have. Some families, they just let their children go. They don't watch what they're doing. Some people halfway watch what they're doing. I'm telling you, warn your families today. This is real. The devil is out to get them. This young man, because of some bullying, and this young man was squared away. He wasn't in the wrong crowd. ROTC. Squared away, young man. But it's just like sin. If you're not involved in, if you're not in the crowd and you're not involved in the sin that we're involved in, we're going to make fun of that somebody that's trying to do right. Isn't that the world? Even adults are that way today. We've got a society that needs God. Needs to be saved, needs to be grounded in the Word, not just come to church on Sunday morning, not just come on the holidays, but comes to church and wants to understand the Word, the meat of the Word, the truth of the Word. Folks, most of us here have been blessed in this church. And other churches, we've been grounded. We've been taught. We've been preached to. We understand the Word. We understand these basic truths of God the Father. Christ was, in his Sermon on the Mount, he was speaking toward that. In Matthew chapter 6, starts there in verse 5, we see him speaking here at the Sermon on the Mount. And he's talking about prayer, which prayer is really the thing that we need to be doing for our families, for our children and our grandchildren. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. We don't want to pray that way. I don't want to be out in the streets or in front of somebody or wherever. I want to be home in my prayer closet praying for my children and my grandchildren and my family. If we don't pray for them, who is? Ask yourself that. Who is in this crazy world? But thou, when thou prayest, enter into the closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. We've seen some people pray like that too. Not here. You can watch on TV or YouTube or any other place in the world. You start looking at things, it's in some so-called churches today, it's ceremonies and show. They're not grounded in the Word. Families need to be grounded in God's Word. Be not therefore likened to them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He goes on with the modern prayer there. This is Christ saying these things, teaching the disciples how they should ask the Father for these things. What an example that we can use God as our Father. Now, of course, we know that he can't be our Father until we're saved. If you've asked Christ into your heart and you know you're saved, you become a child of God. And then he is your Father. And we can ask him for help. We can ask him to help our children and our grandchildren, and so forth and so on. Now, we know these people are hurting today because of a situation with wickedness, mean kids that are mean. How mean is society? How often have you been going down the road and not going fast enough, and somebody blows the horn, or somebody sticks their hand out at you, or whatever they do, shake their head, or run their mouth, and on and on and on. And you go to Walmart, and you hear somebody going off. Our society is being attacked by the devil. Don't let that happen to our families. We're going to have to make a grand effort in years to come at this church. You know, Preacher Lassley told me, when I first came here in 99, in about 2001, he asked me to be a deacon. I'd been a deacon all my life. Taught Sunday school. Been teaching Sunday school 45 years next year. He said, I'm getting ready to retire. And he told me this like 8 years before he retired. And he said, one thing I want you to promise me, he said on my back porch, he said, you never, ever give up the standards for Bethel Ridge Baptist Church. You make sure it goes on for the cause of Christ. And I promised him I'd do that. And there's some other men here that's going to do that. But because the world is out to change our church, not just our kids in school, not just our society as they go into it. The devil wants to change his church into some place that's just ceremony. Not on my watch. Not going to happen. families need Christ in their life before they can call on God as their Father. And the only way to get them saved is to get them in here under the Word. Invite people to church. We've got so many people. Another family there today, and I was talking to the lady. I took her over to Katie and Shannon's class, more age appropriate. She said, "Oh, I got saved here years ago under Preacher Lastly, years and years and years ago, back in the 70s, 80s. Said, "We just started coming back to church in recent months, and now we're going to try to get into Sunday school." It's good stuff. She was taught right in the beginning. She knows the truth because she went to church here. Don't you want your family to know the truth? You need to quote the Bible every chance you get to your family, to your friends. This divine fatherhood that we have in this is a model for earthly children, God's children. I'm a child of God. And how God treats me is how I need to treat my family. Now, I'm not bragging. I don't want to brag. I don't want to seem like I'm bragging. I'm just going to tell you what I'm just telling you. What God has done for me. We decided early on, when our children were just like 18 months, my first child, we're going to go to church. And I didn't know enough to know back then. Note I'd been saved early on at 13 in a little Baptist church there in my hometown. Went to the service, came back, got married. And we decided that we were going to go to church. And we took our babies and went to church. And we went to church. And we went to church. Didn't know enough to know. And we started learning. And we went to church. And we went to church. And the next thing you know, we had another child. And another child. And out of those three, I got a missionary. What a blessing. And they're all living for the Lord. You know Katie and Janet. And you've met my son Wesley, which is in Knoxville. It goes to Crown Temple. And my granddaughter's getting ready to start Crown this year. My first granddaughter. I didn't do that. God did that. Because I didn't know enough to know, but to get them in a seat in front of a good preacher. Get them in a good Sunday school class. And when they asked me to teach a Sunday school class, it scared me to death first time. I had no biblical background, college or anything, but I was learning, I was reading, and I was studying, I was in the Word. God was giving me understanding. I started teaching seventh graders, and here I am today. God the Father is the highest example that we can look at. Now, we can look at our earthly fathers, and I had a great earthly father. In that little church that I got saved in, he was a deacon. My grandfather was a deacon and a Sunday school superintendent. They were all railroaders in that little railroad town about the size of Irwin. And I got saved there when I was 13. And did I know everything at that point? No. But I knew I was saved. The day before I got saved, I knew I was bound for hell and understood that. The reality of it is that the Bible said that my earthly father and my heavenly father at that day I got saved, I had a heavenly father. I had some understanding that my dad was trying to raise me based on what God's Word said. Now, I didn't realize that till probably 10 years later when I was 23 and started having children. Excuse me, my nose is running. I sinus thing I had last week. So a good earthly father ought to do what the heavenly father, absolutely do what the heavenly father is the example. The best earthly father that we can have, he loves his children, and we can say father, earthly parents, mom and dad together. That's another whole world that we're dealing with. As single parent homes, it's almost impossible for a single parent to raise a child in the right way. It's very, very difficult. And if you have that situation, you need to hold them up in prayer every day. But the child loves the father and the mother because he is first loved by the parents, just like God loved us. He loved us first. For we love him because he first loved us. So, does people really realize that? Are people hearing that? That God loves you and died for you and wants you to be saved so he can be your father and help you through this life and this world? Folks, is that getting taught in every church this morning that we know of in this area? Or is there just something going on up front and some worship leaders and hand clapping and just having a praise time? And I don't have a problem with praising. Praise the Lord. I want to hold my hands up and praise the Lord too. But somebody needs to preach the word. Somebody needs to stand on this pulpit and say, you need to be saved by grace and see families saved. We need to pray that our kids get in the right churches. Not only pray for them, but get in the right church to hear the word preached. And it don't necessarily have to have a Baptist symbol on it. There's good churches out there that's preaching the word that people can get saved. Then the Holy Spirit will help on all that. We don't have to figure all that out. That's Holy Spirit business. We just need to pray that the Holy Spirit comes down on them and helps them see that they need to be saved. God can sift all that out. We just need to pray for them. So when a child responds to parents' love, a lot of times they're very thankful. You know, you have those golden moments with your children when you're raising them. There's times of day that's really soft and you can touch their hearts with prayer and words. Most of the time, that's at bedtime when you pray with them and tuck them in and you can talk some things with them. But I can remember kids, even back 30 years ago, coming in from high school and be just tight because of all the controversy and anger and lashing out and, did you do this or did you do that? Are you with these or with them or that? Wasn't as bad back then as it is now. Based on what Pam is hearing, it's bad. Now we're talking about high school. And some people say it's bad plumb down into grade school right now. Kids are not being loved at home. They're not. The bottom line, they're not being raised correctly because the parents are not being doing correctly because they don't know the Lord, or either they know the Lord and they're not doing the right thing. You can't circumvent God's love because discipline, we know God will discipline because we as parents, we're supposed to discipline because God tells us not to spare the rod. I mean, he goes to the point that says it's ugly. It's sin if you don't. discipline. Because we know we get disciplined. I've been disciplined by God. And some of this new generation stuff, oh, now you just have to love them. You can't do that. Tan their hide. Oh, my mom used to, she'd get after you with the fly swatter or a switch. Whew. You had shorts on, you'd dance. I tell you what I did one time for discipline. I took a piece of plywood about that long, carved it out in this ugliest paddle you ever seen, drilled holes in it, made it look just really mean. Got to use it once or twice. Something was going on, you just get it out and lay it on the kitchen table. So then the house goes quiet. Because the father knows what's going on. And it's getting ready to come down. Does God know all? He does. And it's going to come down. It's coming down on parents. Do you think all these kids are suffering because of what they've done? A lot of these kids don't have enough sense. As my mom used to say, they don't have enough sense to get out of the rain. It's the parents that need to raise these children correctly. It's the parents that should have took care of this bully that caused the problem. And now we have a child gone to heaven because of some kid that hasn't been raised correctly. You have to take it back to the root. And are they saved? And if they're not, they need to be. And if they are saved, they aren't living right for God. I mean, that's just the truth of the matter. It's just the truth of the matter. I'm telling you now, if we've got grandchildren and kids that are not doing right, we need to speak up for right and not let wrong go on in these kids' lives. We need to nip it, as Barney would say, nip it in the bud. It's time that we stand up or the devil's going to take it all. I don't want my generation to be taken. I don't want my kids to be taken by the devil and my grandchildren. And the only way is to follow the pattern and be successful here on earth with our parenting pattern. Follow God's pattern. Parents are to take the Father in heaven and model and guide their children, guide their family. And it gets to the point to where it's like we just forget about God, forget about His Word, forget about His warnings. And it's not just fatherhood. It combines both father and mother, both. It's better to have both on the same page. And a lot of times you don't have that. I'm sure our pastor deals with a lot of that all the time. First thing you want to ask, are you reading the Word? Are you in the Word? Are you praying? How many of us can say that? Are you praying every day? Are you reading every day? Life becomes such a rush and hurry up and get there and get back and go here and go there and try to make this meeting, try to make that doctor's appointment, this and that, and go to the dentist and on and on and on and on. Life is busy. We need to purpose in our lives to serve God and live under God the Father's rules so we can take those rules and apply them to our families. It's that simple. And the devil will throw stuff in the way all the time. School stuff gets it away. Do you think the school system, generally speaking, system, not people, system does not care about that we have church on Wednesday night or Sunday afternoon? You look at some of the scheduling, has nothing to do with whether it's Sunday or Wednesday night, or whatever night it may be. It's up to the parents. I'm just telling you. Same stuff's been going on for a while, but it's just really bad right now. You just got to make your mind up that it's Wednesday night and we're going to church. It's Sunday night and we're going back to church. Unless, you know, you're sick or something's really out of whack and you got to go do it. Occasionally that happens. God understands that. But if you purpose in your heart to have your grandchildren and your children under the roof of God's house, He's going to honor that. God will honor that. Just as parents say, now here's what you're going to do. You're going to come home and you're going to do your homework and then you can go play. Not wait till late at night and try to get your homework done. They'll try to circumvent that. That's just kids. But if you get them when they're young, usually by the time they're 16, if you ain't got your raising done, you're in trouble. Because they start getting a mind of their own and it gets difficult if they don't have a godly background and a grounding in what's going on with God's help. I'm telling you now, you just will not believe how difficult it is out there right now for our school systems. We've got educators dealing with stuff every day that is horrible. It's adult stuff that they're dealing with. Kids. And kids that are bringing that to school, they're bringing it from their home. What kind of home situation do they live in? Now, folks, wake our kids up. Wake our families up to the facts that the devil's going to take them if they don't get to church and get in the Word. What else is going to save them? I can't be good enough to get saved. God did that. I can't be good enough to live right. God does that. He helps us. He gives us the Holy Spirit. We need to be, well, let's just say it this way. Maybe I ought to press this button. If they're not tuned in to God, maybe we need to be the Holy Spirit that pushes their button. Is that possible? I can push mine's button. And you may say, well, no, people say we shouldn't step in and we should just let them figure it out on their own. I'm not going to let them figure it out because the devil's not going to let up on them. They're getting advice from somebody that don't know nothing. The world don't know anything. I'm going to trust God and God's Word and church and do the right thing. And we need to do the right thing. God the Father, He is our Father, and we have so much from God our Father. So much that He takes care of every day. And He wants us to pray. He talked about that in the very beginning. Ask me, just ask me. And He goes on to say, would you give your child, if he's wanting a loaf of bread, would you give him a scorpion? No, you wouldn't. You give him bread. God's saying, how much more am I, because I'm perfect, I'm sinless. I will give you what you need, you just ask me. Now, of course, sometimes we ask amiss. Folks, God and the Holy Spirit and church is being gone off and left in the dust in this world. And the proof of it is in this system that I've been woke up to since Pam has been telling me some of the stuff that she hears. And it's not just gossip, it's the truth, because she's got friends in that system. It's broke, and the devil loves it. We need to fight back. We need to fight back. We don't need to sit down. We need to help our children, our grandchildren, and fight back. Let's pray. My time's run out. Lord, we thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. God, I thank you for being the godly Father that you are, that freely gives us what we need, that gives us discipline when we need it, that checks us when we need to be checked. Lord, help us to just be in tune with you. Help us to help our families be in tune with you and our grandchildren to be in tune. Lord, when we see they need to be checked and God opens our eyes to something, we need to speak it out. Lord, help us to speak it out in loving kindness. In loving kindness. Not be bitter, not be mad, but in loving kindness. Fight the devil and all his demons that are trying to take our children and our family. Lord, give us a good day in church. Help our pastor preach today, preach the word. Help change people's hearts. And for someone here today that steps in and needs to be saved, Lord, I pray to you. Press on their heart and mind. The Holy Spirit says, you need to be saved today, Lord. Lord, we love you and thank you. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. Thank you all.